Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios, at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, where you can see and hear us right there on YouTube each and every race day morning. And of course, we cover the world through the many different other platforms that we have, like our local radio station here in town, in case you're zipping around town. Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, as well as our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone or Android. You can get your apps there. The KSHP app, of course, is the radio station app that you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can put on your device. You can see and hear us both on your devices, your iPhones and your Androids, and anywhere else you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you to the show, however, wherever, whenever you get us. Operative word. Today, the operative word for the weekend, as far as horse racing is concerned, is heat. Heat, and I mean hot stuff. All right. Most of the country right now is under a heat warning of some sort. They say there's like over 100 cities around the country that are under heat restrictions now, as far as heat warnings. And that's going to go right up through the Midwest and the East Coast all weekend long. And that's for sure. Right here in Las Vegas, remember we had the heat warnings last week. That pocket has moved now towards the East Coast through the Midwest and the East Coast. Right now here in Las Vegas outside, it's 79 degrees and beautiful. Just a slight breeze. We're going to get up to 105 today. But we also, by the Tuesday of next week, are going to get up back up to 112 degrees. So that means to stay hydrated. Entire America, listen to me now, racing fans, stay hydrated. All right? By the time you realize that you're dehydrated, it's going to be too late. So make sure you have plenty of water available at all times. Keep the kids and the pets inside as much as possible, and check on the elderly and all the other folks that have a hard time with the heat. Keep that in mind. Stay hydrated, that's for sure. But the heat will be part of the handicapping, I guess, if you would call it, for this week in horse racing. For example, right now, Washington, D.C., it's 92 degrees, New York, 91. And when you get to the 90s on the East Coast with that humidity, it's like being 110 to 115 here in the drier part of the country, that's for sure. Miami's sitting at 82, Tampa, Florida is at 92. You've got San Antonio at 85, El Paso at 87. Phoenix, Arizona's got 113 degrees. In Southern California, it's a nice 80 degrees there in Southern California, but no racing today until, of course, Los Al starts on 2 days from now. On Saturday, Chicago's 82. So you're getting the gist of the heat, that's for sure. And you get up into Boston, for goodness sakes, 94 degrees going to be today in Boston. As far as the precipitation, etc., it looks pretty good around the country. Some action going on in the south down there by the southern border of Texas and, of course, Mexico as well. But outside of that, it's just going to be the heat, devastating heat, that's for sure. Now, right now, we don't have any change in the regular post times for the racing menu. But, you know, in those parts of the country where they have extreme heat warnings, etc., horses are going to come out right out onto the racetrack, and there'll be very limited amounts of warm-up before they get to the starting gate. So they're going to shorten up post times around the country as well, okay? So keep that in mind. All right, now with the weather behind us and knowing what we have in store for handicapping this week as far as the weather is concerned, let's take a look at what's going on at Royal Ascot, a half a world away in England. And as far as Royal Ascot is concerned today, they have already run the first race. The first race was won by Shareholder, a horse that was bred in the U.S., paid $24.20 in the U.S. pools. Tropical Storm was second. Arizona Blaze was third. And the second race, that's the big race of the day here, the King George V Stakes, is underway there at Ascot. As far as yesterday was concerned, the big race of the day yesterday, obviously, was the Queen Elizabeth, I believe. Let me check and make sure. We'll get that posted up in a minute. And the Prince of Wales, I should say. The Queen Elizabeth is coming up. But the Prince of Wales Stakes was the big one yesterday, where Auguste Rodin And, of course, the other top horse that won the Breeders' Cup last year at Santa Anita in Spiral. We're ready to square off in that race. But as the Prince George was dispatched, Prince of Wales, I should say. Let me get it right. The Prince of Wales, as soon as that race was dispatched, in Spiral came out a little sluggishly. So that horse was behind the eight ball immediately, but Augustine Rodin went on and won the race, helling off a strong challenge by Zara Kem and Horizon Door, but won the Prince of Wales yesterday. Ryan Moore aboard the Aidan O'Brien trainee. And Spiral was never able to challenge after having that slow start and finished sixth in that race. So we have Augustine Rodin coming out as far as the Breeders' Cup winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup coming up at Del Mar in the fall. So those were the results there. As far as other results on the day yesterday, the Queen Mary Stakes will be held yesterday. The Queen Mary was the first, and Livoniana was the winner there, an Irish bred. And, of course, the Queen's Vase was won by a horse called Illinois, also an Irish bred. The Duke of Cambridge Stakes was won by Running Lion. The Prince of Wales, as you know, Augustine Rodin wins that one. The Heritage Handicap won by Wild Tiger, and the Phillies Handicap, Dohar, won that one. And the Listed Stakes was won by Ain't Nobody. Those were results from yesterday. And as I say, they are underway today in the big race at Royal Ascot right now. First race was the Norfolk. Got the results of that already. The King George V is up next, and then the Ribblesdale and the Gold Cup yet to come today at Royal Ascot, which is, of course, the big, big meet in Europe. You can watch that on FanDuel cable television, the Thoroughbred Racing coverage, the racing network there, FanDuel, and that is going. And, of course, those races each and every day, that broadcast starts at 6 a.m. Pacific time. So they're well underway with that. They'll be running now through Saturday at Royal Ascot. There are four Breeders' Cup win and you're in races up for grabs. One has already been taken, obviously. I think about two of them actually have been taken already. 22 stakes races over the meet from Tuesday on through Saturday. So it's going to be exciting racing down at Royal Ascot. And if you have an opportunity and get up early enough and have FanDuel, you should be watching those races because seems like the Europeans are more potent in Breeders' Cup competition when they get here than ever before. So you can get a first look at some of the horses that will be here for the Breeders' Cup later on. And that, of course, going on right now at Royal Ascot. We have quite a few stakes races, though, here in America that will be happening this weekend. The Ohio Derby at Thistle Downs. We don't get Thistle Down here in Las Vegas, but the Ohio Derby is the big race of the weekend. $500,000 Ohio Derby at Thistle Down. We'll be taking a look at the entries and how that race shapes up. Also, the Bertrando will be the first stakes race of the weekend when Los Alamitos opens on Saturday. We'll have Bob Mazursky with us tomorrow to talk about that and the opening of Los Alamitos on Saturday. And an interesting race at Churchill Downs, the Grade 3 Chicago Stakes, which will feature some horses that, of course, you know there. So we got an interesting weekend of racing coming up, that's for sure. We also have mandatory payouts to talk about over this weekend, okay? On Saturday, as you know, last week, Gulfstream Park was canceled because of the flooding and the absolute rainstorms and flooding that happened at Gulfstream. But they are racing now, and on Saturday, they will do the mandatory payoff in the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot. So that's coming up this Saturday now. It was canceled from last weekend. It will be this Saturday. Races 8 through 13 on Saturday will be the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot mandatory payoff in that pool. On Sunday at Woodbine, north of the border in Canada, on Sunday, the last race of the day there will feature the Jackpot High 5, and the Jackpot High 5 will be a mandatory payoff on Sunday at Woodbine. So two big mandatory payoffs this weekend, one at Gulfstream and one at Woodbine. And don't forget today at Belmont at Aqueduct, there is a Pick 6 carryover left over from Sunday's racing. So we have a few things going on as far as today. It makes it a little bit like a horse player holiday with the carryover there at Aqueduct, that's for sure. And other news that we can broadcast to you here, The spring meet at Santa Anita, the daily average handle dipped a little, but the gross handle was up, which means that tells you that on the days, the handles might be down. And on those days when they had, like, to be perfectly honest with you, anemic cards, the handle was down. But yet on the big days, people came out and gambled, that's for sure. Now, this is for the 29-day spring meet, the Hollywood meet that was at Santa Anita. That began on April 19th. The handle was $228.6 million compared to the handle of $223.7. Last year, average daily handle was a little bit down. This year was $788,438. Last year, $7,991,590. So it down a touch. But as far as the racing there was concerned, we were slim on during the weekdays, but then they had those big, nice monster cards, you remember, on the closing weekend. It was just great, that's for sure. And the big race days there as well. And all I can say, they will be cutting purses prior to the start of the 2023 spring meet. They cut purses, so the track will, notably at Del Mar and Los Alamitos and South, they'll also be cutting purses there. But Santa Anita, they averaged field size increased slightly from 7.04 in 23 to 7.19 this year. So it looks like we might be heading up in the right direction. As far as turf racing, that was popular at the meet. There were 147 turf races with an average of 7.84 runners per race and 128 dirt races with an average of 6.44 a race. So the turf racing, especially this time of the year in Southern California, garnered more entries, that's for sure. And that, of course, for the spring meet at Santa Anita, the 29 days just concluded. And in other news, we've got Ken Ramsey. Owner Ken Ramsey is going through an operation today, a kidney transplant. So we want to wish all the best to Ken Ramsey today. Prominent owner for many years and based out of Kentucky, Ken Ramsey will have his kidney transplant today. And as one final cancellation today has nothing to do with weather per se, but it has conditions probably from weather, and that is those raging fires that are going on around Ruidoso Downs in New Mexico. They have canceled racing at Ruidoso while the wildfires are still not contained. These wildfires around Ruidoso Park are not contained yet. Therefore, they have canceled racing this weekend at Ruidoso Downs in New Mexico. Certainly hope they can get that underway. Our handicappers yesterday did well. Rich Eng and Jonathan Hardoon both had a winner apiece. Jonathan's winner came at Churchill Downs in the ninth and final race on a horse that was 9-2 on the morning line, up on the edge with Luis Saez, wins that race, but was bet down to 3-5 and paid $3.88 for the victory there. And as far as Rich Eng's selection at Finger Lakes, he had the sixth horse in the sixth race. And that horse, Eric Ridge, reported home a winner as well, paying $4.60 there. So the two handicappers yesterday had horses that were bet down but won anyway, and that is always good news. As far as yesterday at Churchill, Brad Cox had a couple of winners yesterday, and Mike Maker had a winner. And so it goes at Churchill Downs yesterday. Pretty much close to the vest, the highest-priced winner yesterday at the track paid $12.64. Churchill Downs yesterday. All right, that's about all the news we have for you right now, but we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at those three stakes races I was talking about, the Ohio Derby, the Bertrando, and the Chicago Stakes, as we continue on the Race Day Show. Jonathan Hardoon won't be with us today. He'll be back with us tomorrow, but he left me picks for you, so don't worry about it. Jonathan's picks, as well as Jerry Jackowitz, who's still on sabbatical, got picks from him too, but we will have Rich Eng and John Lindo with us. So don't go away. We'll be right back on this almost Friday-Thursday Race Day Show.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with eight great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday-Thursday show. Looking ahead to this weekend, there are two specific stakes races around the country that really will be drawing most of the attention. One of them is, of course, at Los Alamitos, which will open on Saturday. And on Saturday at Los Alamitos, they'll feature the Bertrando Stakes there, a $100,000 race at a mile. And this stakes race, of course, for three-year-olds and up. And taking a look at that race, we see that the one horse, Don't Fight the Fed, Mario Gutierrez for Antonio Garcia. The two is Dick Best, that is Ricardo Gonzalez for Librado Barocci. Three horses, Cowboy Mike, Edwin Maldonado will be riding for Bob Baffert there. You got the four, None Above the Law. This is a horse that'll get a lot of attention. Antonio Freisou will ride for Jorge Parabon. The five is Tom Horn. Tyler Bays for Steve Miotti, and the six is Lovesick Blues. That'll be ridden by Kyle Frey, also trained by Steve Miotti. So you can see that Miotti, out of the six horses in that race, has a couple. And, of course, we all know that Bob Baffert will always have a horse or two for something there at Los Alamitos. And that is on Saturday at Los Al. In the meantime, the Chicago Stakes, a grade three at Churchill Downs, features a purse of $250,000 for four-year-olds and up, fillies and mares. In this one, we see just a short five-horse field. Number one is the big favorite at 4-5 on the morning line, and that is Society, an offspring of Gunrunner. Tyler Gaffione will ride for Steve Asmussen. The two is Royal Spa, Florent Garreau for Rudolph Brissette. The three horses, Vahava, Ired Ortiz Jr. for Sherry DeVoe. Now, Vahava is even money on the morning line, and Society is 4-5. So it's predicted by the morning line alone, looks like a throwdown between these two horses. The four is Chi Town Lady, Jose Ortiz for Wesley Ward, and the five will be Positano Sunset, Julian Le Peru for Ian Wilkes, and that is the field, a five-horse field, but two horses going at it in the Chicago Stakes there at Churchill Downs. The big race of the weekend for $500,000 will be the Ohio Derby, a mile and one-eighth, a grade three on the dirt for three-year-olds at Thistle Down. A big day of racing at Thistle Downs, has quite a few stakes races that day on Saturday there. And this drew a full field of 10 from the rail out. Number one is Frizzante, Isaac Castillo for Gregory Secco. The two is Gould's Gold, Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. The three is Charleston, Louis Rivera for Michael Roan. The four is Copper Tax, J.G. Torabella for Gary Capuano. Or I should say Tariba. Gary Capuano is the trainer there. The five is Uncle Heavy, Michelle Sanchez for Robert E. Reed Jr. The six is Deposition, Dexter Haddock for Uriah St. Louis. The seven is Who's the King, Rocco Bowen for Safi Joseph Jr. The 8 is Catching Freedom. This is the big favorite in the race. Luis Saez for Brad Cox. At 9-5 on the morning line, Catching Freedom is. The 9 is Batten Down. This is Junior Alvarado riding for Belmont. Now, remember, this was the horse that they were toying with going in the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. A big, winner. This horse has very limited experience, but was very flashing in the races the horse ran. Batten Down now goes in the Ohio Derby for Belmont and Junior Alvarado. 8-1 on the morning line. You better take a look at this one. And the 10 is Mugatow, Ramon Vasquez for Jeff Engel. But it's going to be an interesting field in the Ohio Derby at Thistledown. And, of course, so we won't be able to bet it here in Las Vegas, at least not for now, unless we get a late contract on that. But certainly one of the key races over the weekend around the country. All righty, we'll take another break. And when we come back, we'll be in search of Rich Eng and John Lindo. So don't go away on this Race Day Las Vegas show. It's almost Friday, Thursday, where it's hot here and it's really hot around the country. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Hey, we got to get to your racing menu before we get to Rich Eng, and so we will do that. The second race at Royal Ascot is now in. The winner there was Going the Distance, an Irish bred, paying $25 in the American simulcast pool. Niski Sherilisky was second, and Go Daddy finished third in that second race at Royal Ascot. Now time to get to your menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. We remind you of the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every day. Reflect that of the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in the Pacific time zone at the South Point Studios at South Point. Of course, the Racebook right behind us. These will be the first post times that roll out here today. If you're listening on the many different platforms that we have in other time zones, adjust to it. from your time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here's the menu for today. We begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has 8 races today. Their first post time is 9:30 at Delaware Park. Following that, Belterra Park comes into play. Belterra Park has 8 races today, and their first post time at Belterra is set at 9:35. They have a small super high five carryover of $698. And again, first post time at Belterra Park for their 8 races is at 9:35. Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park's first post time is 9:55. Now remember, they got the mandatory payout going on Saturday there for the Jackpot Pick 6 carryover. The Pick 6 Jackpot Rainbow Jackpot carryover today stands at $472,102. Again, $472,102 for this Thursday carryover. Now remember, if it's not hit, by the time we get to Saturday, it'll be a mandatory payoff and the provision of the jackpot will come off. But for today, I know some players out there might try to circumvent that. They're going for the carryover and the jackpot. 472-102, first post time for 9 races, 9:55 at Gulfstream Park. Next comes Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct. Now, you know, it's they got a heat wave going on there. Right now, it's sunny and 77 degrees. The track is labeled fast. The turf courses are labeled firm. The outer turf course will host races 6 and 9. The inner turf course will feature the 4th and 8th races on today's card. They have a pick 6 carryover left over from Sunday of $43,296.69 at Belmont at Aqueduct today. That's the carryover. It's a minimum. It's a base bet of $1 and is not a jackpot. It's a regular pick 6 format. First post time at Belmont Park today is 10:05 a.m. for their 9 race card, 10:05. The first race will be a steeplechase stakes race. The grade 1 $150,000 Beverly Steinman stakes, the hurdles, at 2 3/8 miles over the fences on the turf, of course. That'll be the first race on the card. As a result of that, the first pick 5 of the day will start in the second race. And the first pick 4 of the day will start in the third race. So you just bump it down one on the early pick 4 and pick 5. First post time for 10 races again at the Big A, 10:05 there. Then we go next to Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a 9 race program. They have the first 8 races will be thoroughbreds. The final race will be a quarter horse stakes race for 3-year-olds at 400 yards. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time for their 9 races set at 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis today. Next comes Woodbine Racecourse north of the border. Woodbine, of course, has 8 races. Remember, their mandatory payoff in their their high five jackpot will be on the last race on Sunday at Woodbine. They got a pick 6 jackpot carryover today of $27,507. That's their pick 6 jackpot carryover, Woodbine. And, of course, their super high 5 jackpot carryover today stands at $347,853. $347,853. And if they don't hit it by Sunday, it'll be mandatory payoff. But today, that's the carryover for the jackpot and super high 5. First post time for 8 races at Woodbine set at 1:50. Churchill Downs has that twilight racing going on Thursdays, and it does so again today. First post time at Churchill Downs is at 5 p.m. On the Pacific time zone, though, we're at 2 o'clock. So it's the 2 o'clock first post time at Churchill Downs today. They have 8 races, and their carryover and their pick 6 jackpot, $227,960, and a first post time at Churchill at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Penn National is next. Penn National has 8 races. Their first post time at Penn National today with a super high five jackpot carryover of $5,130 is set at 2:45 at Penn National. And then Evangeline Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is 3:30. And we wrap it up with Charlestown Races. Charlestown Races has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $50,544. 8 races, first post time, 4 p.m. at Charlestown. That is your racing menu for today. Now we'll go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And Ralphie, you've been the Lone Ranger this morning on the show.
Yes, I have. Jonathan, of course, has a meeting he couldn't get out of today, so at least it's an important meeting, so we let him go. We let him off the hook. We'll let you off the hook for the next couple of days because you have a family function to go to. So we're all about family and business here at the Race Day Show, that's for sure. But when you guys take some time off, like Jerry is right now on his sabbatical, you are always cognizant of leaving us some picks for our Race Day listeners. So that's always good. Well,
yeah, and I'll continue to do that this weekend. I'll still do the Los Alamitos sheets for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and also I'll have a pick each day. And yeah, I was able to get one home yesterday. Jonathan got one home yesterday, so two for two is not too shabby.
I got to tell you, two for two works every day of the week and twice on Sundays, that's for sure. But I got to say, it is interesting that on the days off when you don't have a sheet for Southern California, and that will return, of course, on Saturday with the opening of Los Alamitos, you just search, you comb the country for picks, don't you?
I do. I'm a simulcast player, just like most of the viewers and the listeners out there. I like playing some of these cards, and I have a system I kind of go through to try to find horses. And I tell you what, I've had a pretty good run on the radio show, Ralph. I know.
Yeah.
There was a time you used to ask each of the handicappers what our ROI was for the year. I know you haven't done that in a long, long time, but I still keep track of my picks, and I'm actually having one of my best Race Day Las Vegas seasons in a long time. My ROI right now, going into the end of June, is $1.18. So I'm way over the break even point, and certainly covering the takeout.
Oh yeah, well you got to cover the takeout first. That's important. And then when you get into the plus column, that's just all gravy, so to speak. That's for sure. And we want to keep that mojo going on the Race Day Show. That's for sure. Now you will not be with us tomorrow and for the rest of the weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I've got a family function to go to in Southern California. Uh-huh. Sandy and I will be heading out first thing tomorrow morning, and I'll be back next week. But I look forward to actually getting a breath of fresh air. I love Las Vegas, but the heat's pretty rough, and I'll have a chance to see my family from all over the country. They're all flying in for this, so it's a family reunion, too, for me. Chance to see my siblings as we get together for this fun occasion.
Well, I can tell you this, that you won't be missed as far as the weather is concerned here. Southern California should be really nice for that function, that's for sure. Want to remind everybody, though, that while you're down there, Saturday is opening day at Los Alamitos. You do cover Los Alamitos racing, and you will have a sheet for Los Al both Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Yeah, I think I was mistaken. I said they open on Friday, but they open on Saturday. Yeah. So there'll be a Saturday card and a Sunday card. And I've already looked at the Saturday card. I'm way ahead on that. And I'll look forward to the draw on the racing form for Sunday, because I need to work in advance to get all that stuff done. I'll be so busy over the weekend, so I'll get it done as early as I can and get it out to you folks.
All right, you got it. So, and of course, your selections for Southern California always and will be this weekend as well at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Just go there and click Richie's icon. You'll be all set. All right, Rich, let's keep the mojo going. Where are we going today for a pick?
Yeah, well, using one of your terms, Ralph, I tried to find a horse with a little more meat on the bones today, and I think I got one at Woodbine. Let's go to race number 6 at Woodbine. So if you open up your racing form, you'll see it's a 6.5 furlongs on the turf, optional claimer 40, and it's a really wide open race. It's kind of a fun race to dive into, but the horse that I'm going to give out on the radio is number 4, Cardio Princess. This horse is actually 10-1 in the morning line.
Wow.
Just got claimed by trainer Donald McRae off a nice race down at Gulfstream Park. But the two previous trainers of this horse were Safi Joseph and Mark Cassie. This horse was certainly well-bred and, meant for good things. He got this horse for $16,000, has a good resume, and is being bumped up aggressively to $40,000. So that's why we're getting the 10-1. But this horse ran at Woodbine last season for Cassie, 6 races, 5 of them in the money. I think this horse has a puncher's chance to really make some noise in this race at square odds. So let's go with the number 4, Cardio Princess, race 6, Woodbine.
All right, good case for the play, that's for sure, in the 6th race, number 4, Cardio Princess, at 10-1 on the morning line, the 4 in the 6th race at Woodbine for Rich Eng's selection today, that's for sure. Richie, before we let you go, because we won't be back, you won't be back with us until next Wednesday, and that'll of course be when Los Alamitos is already underway. When you take a look at Los Alamitos and handicapping your principles and all that with your handicapping, and do you do any do you make any adjustments for your handicapping on the unusual configuration of Los Alamitos and the fact that it's different from the Southern California ovals of Santa Anita and Del Mar? Do you do anything different?
Well, you know, as far as the configuration, you know, I leave that up to the jockeys. I mean, their job is to navigate the course correctly and make the appropriate adjustments for the subtle change on the turn. I know, you know, the old term of horses for courses is used quite often, but it really makes even more sense at Los Alamitos. If you take a look at the past performances, you see horses that have run well at Los Alamitos. They tend to run well again. And, you know, I don't mind looking for old class horses that might wake up, because it is a drop in class from running at Santa Anita or Del Mar to run down at Los Alamitos. So I don't mind a cutback in class, even if the resume is a little dirty.
All right. You got it. Yeah. Horse for course, I think, has a little bit of more of a meaning there at Los Al than most other places. And jockeys for the course, too, because, you know, like you said, they know how to handle those idiosyncrasies, the ones that have been, you know, has experience over the racetrack, that's for sure. Well, Richie, we want to wish you and your family all the best for this family function coming up, and have safe travels, and we will be back talking with you next week, probably with a big smile on your face.
Hey, thank you so much, Ralph. Good luck, everybody, and let's make some money today on the horse at Woodbine.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. Richie Yang with us, and he'll be back with us next week. All right, we're going to go to our final break, and when we come back, I'll give you Jerry Jackowitz plays. I got two of them for you at Belmont at Aqueduct, and then we'll get to John Lindo, who today has a Lindo report also for Belmont at Aqueduct, and timing is just right with that pick six carryover going into Belmont at Aqueduct today, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with eight great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th.
We'll also have
a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this almost Friday, Thursday show. I want to remind you about a couple of other programs that are really programs you got to watch on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. One of them, of course, is Sports by the Book. Now, they come on at 9 a.m. right after us. They'll be on at 9 a.m. And through the next, I would believe, 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to go through the NFL preseason, 7 weeks of this matchups, because what they're doing is each and every day they're going to go in depth with one NFL team for the preseason to get ready for football. You won't want to miss it. They already started with the Dallas Cowboys today. They're going to feature two teams. They're going to feature the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to go right through the entire roster, take a look at what was happening with all of the drafts, et cetera, and what to expect of these teams and their schedules when the football season starts right after Labor Day. So you got to keep that in mind. If you're a football nut, you're going to love this. They go in-depth here, Sports by the Book at 9 a.m., and they'll be covering those two. Jeff Parlson, of course, Alex White will be doing that. It's a great show, and they're going to go over your team. Whatever your favorite team is, over the 7 weeks, they'll be going over it, that's for sure. Today, the Eagles and the Commanders, so make sure you tune in for that. All right, let me give you Jerry Jackowitz's plays, and then we'll get to John Lindo standing by. Jerry has two plays at Belmont at Aqueduct today. Remember, I am interpreting these plays off of his power pages since he's on sabbatical. So we're going to go to the fifth race for his first of the two plays. In the fifth race, the play is going to be number six, Chasing Daylight. Mr. James Gomez aboard there at 4-1. Chasing Daylight is the key. That's the six horse. The link-ups will be 1, 2, and 4, an 8-5, a 5-1, and a 7-2 on the morning line. So you got the 6 over 1, 2, 4, and reverse in the fifth race, the six horse, the key. Then we go to the eighth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. This will be on the inner turf course at a mile. The eighth race at Aqueduct, Jerry's top pick and the play on the show will be number 1, Revelita. Number 1, Revelita, with Flavian Pratt aboard. The one horse at 2-1 is the play in the eighth race. The link-ups are numbers 5, 6, and 7. They are 6-1, 6-1 again, and 3-1 on the morning line. So you got the 1 over 5, 6, 7, and reverse in the eighth. Now, although Jerry is on sabbatical, his power page for Belmont at Aqueduct is still available at his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. And now we go to John Lindo standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Now, I know they've got the big pocket of heat warnings, excessive heat going all the way through from the Midwest to the East Coast, and we are, of course, experiencing it as we have in the past. We're getting a little break now, but we'll be up by 112 degrees by next Tuesday. But how is it in Southern California? You guys getting any of the heat pocket at all down there?
It was warm in Arcadia last weekend for the closing of Santa Anita. We're getting a little bit June gloom overcast in the morning. Burns off in the afternoon, so we're comfortable. I mean, down here, you know, where I am near Del Mar, you know, we're getting in the low 70s in the afternoon. So it'll be a little warmer up at Los Alamitos, but it's not going to be terrible at all.
I know, John, that you are preparing for the big summertime spa thing, is what I call it, from the beach to the spa with Del Mar and Saratoga just around the corner. And so, of course, you're doing Southern California on a regular basis anyhow, but you'll be fine-tuning for Del Mar with Los Alamitos coming up, and your Lindo report will start on Saturday for Los Alamitos right here at the South Point. But you're also kind of tuning up for Saratoga with doing a Lindo report for the next couple of weeks with Belmont at Aqueduct as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be prepared. You know, we'll have that one dark week from the end of Los Alamitos to the start of Del Mar, and that's the first week of Saratoga, so I want to be ready for that. And we might see some of these horses come back during that time. So we'll do the homework now, be prepared, and be ready to fire away like all good horse players do.
And, of course, with that little dangling carrot today with the pick six carryover left over from Sunday, it'll be the Lindo report will be well looked after, that's for sure. It'll be everybody will be waiting to get it here at the South Point, because this is the only place you can get the Lindo report here in Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge. And, of course, you've got Belmont at Aqueduct today, so we'll be taking a look at that in just a moment. But talking about preparing and getting ready for the two big meets coming up, Saratoga and Del Mar, so are some of the horses that we've been seeing running in these big stakes races. For example, the Chosen Vron, which is one of the, you know, he's a legend in his own time. He is just a very, very popular horse in Southern California, because he's just an old-type, hard-knocking horse that he's like the worker that goes to work with the lunch pail in his hand every day, and that is Chosen Vron. He is not going to be seen, I guess, until the on July 27th at Del Mar in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby Handicap. That's his next start. Of course, he is the California-bred Horse of the Year from 2023. And he is preparing for the Breeders' Cup, isn't he?
Right. There was a chance because he was nominated to the Bertrando Stakes on Saturday. He did not enter, which was the plan all along. Trainer Eric Kruljak said he was going to go back to defend his title in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby at Del Mar. He wants to go in with a fresh horse, and he'll have that. And everything is on go and status quo for the Chosen Braun. And when you look up genuine and consistent in the old time form books, you see a picture of this little chestnut horse. What a fighter he is.
I'm telling you, he is everything that you want in a racehorse and then some. He epitomizes and certainly a great example of the great thoroughbred horse overall, that's for sure. And we'll be waiting to see him again. Even when he gets beat, he still runs his race.
That's the thing. For the horse player, he's going to give you 100% every time, and that's all we can ask.
Yeah, that's for sure. And looking ahead to the Bertrando Stakes on Saturday at Los Alamitos, Bob Baffert has a horse in that race, and Steve Maiotti, I guess, has a couple.
Yeah, it was at entry time. Bob Baffert supplemented Cowboy Mike to the race, so there's a field of six in there. Cowboy Mike is post number three. Probable favorite, I'm guessing, will be number six, Lovesick Blues. That's from the Steve Maiotti stable. He's also got Tom Horn in there stretching out. And, from the rail, you have Don't Fight the Fed, a horse is improving for Doug O'Neill. And the two horses is going to be Dick Best. This is another horse bred by Nick Alexander, who bred three of these horses. So, in general, it's not a top-level field, but it's a good, honest field of Calbreds. Pretty evenly matched going a mile. It'll finish off the day's racing, ninth and final, on Saturday at Los Al.
John, bloodhorse.com on their website has this field with Don't Fight the Fed as the trainer, Antonio Garcia, but it's...
I'm sorry. You're right. Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. I know it's a Paul Redham known horse. I just assumed Doug O'Neill, but it is Antonio Garcia.
And that's the thing about Redham. His main trainer is Doug O'Neill. Now, naturally, his main rider is Mario Gutierrez, but... He does farm out horses sometimes to other trainers and a lot of the trainers that aren't high-profile trainers, right?
Yeah, and it's great to see. You need that. You have to have some of these other horses have some good horses to fill these races. So good for Paul Redham. And like you say, he's not using all the marquee names. He's using some of the good, hardworking guys back there. Give him a few, and they produce guys like Edward Freeman and Antonio Garcia.
Yeah. Freeman has had good luck with Redham as well, that's for sure. And that'll be certainly an interesting race with Baffert supplementing a horse to the race. Cowboy Mike, any thoughts about his competitiveness?
Well, Cowboy Mike's got tactical speed. He did win a mile race at Los Alamitos by daylight, so he's proven over the course. And the fact that at entry time, the ownership decided to pony up a couple thousand dollars to supplement him to the race, he's doing well. So there's a lot of positive signs for Cowboy Mike. He improved during the winter at Santa Anita, so he's a better horse now than he was when he won at Los Alamitos last fall.
Yeah, Bob Baffert's got horses for every situation, doesn't he?
It seems like it. If not, he'll buy one.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, now we're looking at Belmont at Aqueduct today. During the pick six sequence, is there any horse that you can hang a hook on to say this might be a singleton for the pick six sequence?
Well, yeah, Ralph, let me give you the scratches in the pick six sequence for our listeners real quick.
Go.
In the fourth race, scratch number 2 and number 10. In the fifth race, scratch number 4, 5, and 7. So part of Jerry's link-ups is scratched out of there. In the sixth race, scratch the main track only horses 12, 13, and 14. In the seventh race, scratch number 8. In the eighth race, scratch number 5, Quarrel. And then the alsos, the 9, 10, 11, and 12. And the last race, the ninth race, is clear.
All righty. Let's get right to your pick then. Now that we have the scratches, what do we have for today?
I'm going to go down to that ninth and final. It's a field of 11. Good value here. Pretty evenly matched field. And there's value on number 1, Slap in the Face, coming off the layoff. This horse had gotten better and better last fall. He draws the inside, and that was the place to be on the outer turf course last week. And everything down on the rail ran well. So I think he sits right behind the speed on the inside, saves ground. And that was a trip that was working last week. No rain since then. I'm assuming the turf course will be in the same type of shape. So 6-1 on the program, number 1, Slap in the Face. race number 9, Belmont at Aqueduct.
Ninth and final race. Let's get the singleton there. In the ninth and final race, the one slap in the face, number one slap in the face, ninth race at Belmont at Aqueduct is John Lindo's play. And don't forget, you can get the Lindo Report today for Belmont at Aqueduct with that carryover in the pick six available only in one place. And that is here at the South Point Racebook. It's free of charge, complimentary to you, because they love horse players. And John Lindo as well. Hey, thanks a lot, John, for being with us today. And, of course, we'll crank it up over the weekend and get ready and started for Los Alamitos on Saturday. In the meantime, one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.